18 Mile Creek in Niagara County is so polluted the state deems fish caught there to be unsafe to eat. It is one of only six water bodies in the entire state that the State Department of Health has advised fishermen to not eat what they catch. The creek begins in the town of Lockport, meanders through the city, and empties into Lake Ontario and Olcott. Yet the Department of Environmental Conservation stocks 18 Mile Creek each year with an average of 160,000 of what are considered among the most desirable fish, salmon and trout. The DEC does this to promote recreational fishing, a $113 million industry for the Lake Ontario watershed.
This fishing industry is a multi-million dollar fishing industry, and they don't want to hurt it.
Should people be eating the fish out of here?
Oh yeah, they do.
Should they be?
No.
Why?
Because those fish are contaminated. You eat them, you could get all sorts of diseases.
That's Shirley Nicholas, who knows the creek's toxic history. She was instrumental in getting the Environmental Protection Agency in 2012 to add 18 Mile Creek to its Superfund program. The bottom of the creek is laced with a number of toxins, including PCBs, which can cause cancer. The contamination is so bad that the EPA evacuated five families in 2015 and raised their homes on the edge of the creek in Lockport. DEC defended its stocking program. Officials said the fish spend most of their lives in nearby Ontario Lake, only returning to spawn and die. Therefore, there's only a slim chance of becoming contaminated.
I've listened to their justification. It really doesn't make any sense.
That's Joe Gardella, chemistry professor for University at Buffalo. He's also a lifetime fisherman.
It's just runs counter to what the Department of Health is trying to do on that creek, which is to stop people seeing it as a source of food. And it seems to me that the DOH and the DEC need to get on the same page.
I asked Steve LePan, DEC's Great Lakes Fisheries Section Head, given the creek's history, why would they want to promote fishing at the creek?
The decision was made that we would pursue a goal of protecting the public health, but also encouraging beneficial uses of the fishery resource, both commercial and recreational. And so we made a conscious decision to not prohibit recreational fishing as a consequence of chemical contamination.
Some who fish from the Niagara County Creek do eat their catch. This includes fish not stocked by the DEC that have spent more time in the creek and are exposed longer to toxins. Others know better than to eat the fish.
Never. Would not ever do it.
That's Bo Brooks, who said deterrents that keep him from fishing the creek are the terrible stench and the litter, from old TVs and mattresses to plastic bottles and wrappers.
Depending on the time of the year, the smell can get pretty overwhelming. Sewage-like would be the best description. Just foul. Just something like hot sewer.
There are other problems that concern fishermen. Fisherman's Park by Burt Dam in Newfane attracts more than 10,000 visitors every year. According to a county survey published in 2008, EPA officials left shocked at how packed the park was, considering the health department's warning against eating any fish caught in the creek. Their survey also says EPA officials were concerned about the lack of signs warning not to eat the fish. I recently walked several miles of the creek and saw about a dozen signs, but none directly advised against eating the fish. One of the few ways they can get this warning is if they leaf through the state's 80-page fishing guide. Brooks said he didn't find out from the state fishing guide.
If my father hadn't told me that the fish weren't edible, I'd never have a clue.
For WBFO, I'm Dan Telvach with Investigative Post.